The stagecoach driver helped Amanda from the coach and set her trunk and carpet bag next to the bench outside the stage office that proudly bore the name Prairieville, Wyoming, in large bright green letters. Amanda adjusted the skirt of her brown traveling suit and sat on the bench, waiting for Cyril Raymond to arrive. She knew she was a day early, but the gentleman at the last stage stop assured her that the telegram he would send for her would arrive before her, and Mr. Raymond would receive it with haste. Amanda sat watching the wagons and horses pass. A few cowboys glanced in her direction, and some tipped their hats, but no one made a move to approach her. Perhaps she should get a hotel room and wait for Cyril there. Amanda was about to stand and enter the stage office to inquire about lodgings when a tall man with dark blonde hair, blue eyes, and a badge pinned over his left shirt pocket approached her. He tipped his hat and said, "Good afternoon, miss. I'm Sheriff Quint Steele. May I be of any assistance? It appears you're waiting for someone." Amanda smiled and said, "Yes, I am. I'm waiting for my fiancé, but I arrived a day early. Perhaps he didn't get my telegram."
"Your fiancé? Congratulations. If you tell me his name, maybe I can send my deputy after him and let him know you've arrived."
"Oh, thank you," Amanda replied. "His name is Cyril Raymond, and he owns a ranch close to town."
The smile fell from the sheriff's face, and a frown took its place.
"We should sit down and discuss this. I assume you're here in answer to his mail-order bride ad."
Amanda nodded and sat back down on the bench.
"He's not dead or injured, is he?"
Amanda stammered. Sheriff Steele shrugged.
"Not to my knowledge, but you should know a few things before meeting Cyril Raymond."
Amanda nodded again. The sheriff began to explain.
"Cyril Raymond owns a saloon several miles from here. It sits closer to Cheyenne than it does to Prairieville and has quite a reputation. Nothing that anyone has been able to prove, but rumor has it he sends for mail-order brides, convinces them that he has a huge ranch not too far from town, and that she can stay there safely until the traveling preacher comes around. He runs ads using several local communities where the women have arrived. Too many disappearing from the same town would be suspicious. He doesn't always come in person. More often than not, he sends one of his men, who claims he's the ranch foreman. But of course, most people don't report a missing mail-order bride. We have a preacher here in town, but Raymond is a fast talker and spirits the women out of town nearly as soon as they set foot in town. You're fortunate you arrived a day early."